we're really focusing on technology again this year. Technology is the up-and-coming thing in the world, and we believe that our kids need to be technologically savvy when they leave high school so that they can compete with everyone else. So to begin with, our freshman students this year at the high school are all going to get new laptops. We're going to probably replace about one-third of the teacher laptops this year. They're 2 years old. And we're going to replace one-third to one-half of the teacher laptops with new ones. We're also adding some new technologies in the classrooms. In addition to computers, we're adding some smart boards this year. And for those people who don't know what a smart board is, it's an electronic whiteboard that connects with a computer. You can show movies, you can show pictures, you can show diagrams, you can have math problems, you can go to the internet over the smart board. There's any number of applications, and it's all right now, right there, and available in front of the class right there at one time. It's just a fantastic piece of equipment. One other new technique in schools this last couple of years that we've been looking at, and we have a couple of systems, are called clickers, and that's the nickname for them. And people probably are familiar with clickers and don't know it, because if they've ever watched America's Funniest Videos, at the end of the program, the announcer says that he's going to have the audience select the top two out of the top three funniest videos. And the audience makes that determination, and they use clickers. And so they punch A, B, or C, and that's how they determine who's the number one video, the number two, the number three. Teachers have adopted this technology, and in the past, where the teacher used to ask, who knows the answer to question number three, and every student raised their hand, you didn't know whether the kids really knew the answer or whether they just wanted to be recognized or whether they thought they knew the answer. Now the teacher can have them put the correct answer in over their clickers, and the teacher can look at his or her computer screen and see if all of the students got that question correct, if half of the students got the question correct, or if only one missed it. They know exactly not only how many, but they know who got it right and who got it wrong. So what happens is the teacher is able to either slow down if they're going too fast, and if half the students missed that question, obviously the learning hasn't taken place. They need to back up and reteach. If all of the students got it, obviously they can move forward. And in the past, they would have had to do a lot of questioning to find out if all of the students had it, or maybe they'd stop and give a quiz. Now they can find out if the kids got it by just using the clickers. So it's going to make teaching more expedient, and it will be quicker. So the learning takes place quicker. The other advantage is that the kids really love this technology. They like it. The kids like all technology, but it's more of a game to them, and they really like it. A couple of other things we're buying are some sound systems. We already have a couple of these, but this is where the teacher in the classroom wears a lavalier mic, a mic around their neck on a little cord. And this microphone then wirelessly connects to speakers in the room. And every kid in the entire room, whether they're sitting in the very front row or the very back row, hears exactly the same thing. And this sounds really simple, but in actual fact, it is research-based, and it improves test scores, it improves grades, and even most important, it improves student behavior. The research has proven that it actually improves all three of those features: grades, test scores, and student behavior. And it doesn't cost a whole lot to do it. So we're going to get some of those. The kids really like these sound systems, too. And when they're doing their individual recitation in front of the class, if they get to use the microphone, they really like that. So that's another thing kids like. Another technology that's going to be introduced this year is video conferencing. And that's not new to some of the rest of the world, but it's going to be new to our school district. And we have upgraded our infrastructure in our school districts so that we have enough bandwidth and enough speed to take care of our video conferencing. We have a video conference unit that's portable, and it's in each school. So we have one in the elementary, the middle school, and the high school. And we're going to have some training on that this year to teach teachers how the different ways are that they can use this technology. And again, it's something that students like. It's going to be exciting for kids. There are any number of activities that they can use. And we probably should talk more about that later when we get some training and have a little bit of show and tell.
What are some obstacles the district will be facing this year?
Well, the test scores just came out, and actually I usually go through them and compare how Wrangell's doing as compared to the other school districts in the state. Last year we were number two, or 2 years ago we were number two in the state. When you are one or two or even in the top five, you always worry about, gosh, are we going to fall behind this year? So I think one of our big struggles is just staying on top. When you're on top, it's hard to stay on top. It's hard to always be the best. And so that's a struggle for us in Wrangell, but we've got good kids, good parents, and great support here. So even though it's a struggle, it's a good struggle, and we really like having that struggle.
What are some goals that weren't accomplished last year that you'd like to see this year?
Well, we're working on distance-delivered education. And I have written a grant, and as superintendent, the thing that I've noticed most is nothing ever seems to happen as quickly as I think it should. You know, it seems like progress is slow, and maybe that's a good thing because we don't want to make big changes all at once. It's better to make minor adjustments as you move along than it is to make big changes. So I guess in the long run, that's a good thing. But we're going to try to offer some distance courses this year, and in the long run, what we'd like to see is we'd like to offer some distance classes in Wrangell, and we'd like to offer those to students in other schools around, particularly in Southeast. And then we'd like to have them do the same thing for us. As our school districts grow smaller, we want to be in a position where we can at least maintain our course offerings and hopefully to expand on them. So this year, there are four or five school districts that are working on this distance ed, and we're going to primarily deal with our own kids this year. If we have success with these programs, next year we'll open our programs up to kids in other districts, and they'll open their programs up to us. So that's a program that it hasn't progressed as quickly as I'd like it, but it is progressing. And I think the long-term outlook is good. And the reason we're doing this is to have more course offerings for our kids, to have more variety. And then another reason is that if we don't offer these courses here, somebody else will offer them and our kids will go there to get them. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of survival when we look down the road.
And personally, since this is your last year, any other goals you'd like to see this year?
Well, you know, this is my last year as superintendent, and my goal for Wrangell and for the future of the school district is to find a really strong educational leader that people in the community like, that the person is aggressive with grants and aggressive with making good changes for kids and good decisions for kids. I think that's probably my number one goal, is to help the school board find that just exactly that right person for Wrangell. Wrangell is a unique community. We're a great community here, and we need great leadership. So we're looking for just the right person.
Anything else you would like to say about the 2010-2011 school year?
Well, we just welcome all the parents, and particularly if you're a new parent to Wrangell, we're glad you're here. We think you'll like it. We've got a great school district, and tell your friends. Tell them, move to Wrangell.